This is what we have so far. It's very preliminary because it's very early on. Had an officer that's assigned to the police academy who was coming through the block here in Alabama Avenue. He hears gunshots, sees an initial victim here on the scene. That victim was transported. We know has at least one gunshot wound to the body, and he is stable. There are two additional victims that are found within a couple of blocks from here with gunshot wounds to the lower extremities, legs. There was a pursuit shortly after the sound of gunshots here. That pursuit terminated about 15 blocks from here. Two subjects were apprehended from that pursuit. And at this point, we have at least one weapon that's recovered. So right now, we've got four different scenes around about a 15, 20 block area. We're trying to determine now whether that was two different groups shooting at each other, one group shooting at another. You know, what the motive was, we don't know. It does not look like these are all students from any of the schools. We may possibly have one 17-year-old who may be a high school student, but that has not yet even been confirmed.
What's going on at these schools nearby here?
All the schools here, in fact, I, en route to the scene as it was unfolding this morning, when I got here, the schools had done an outstanding job. They locked down. The students were all kept safe in the school. And it doesn't look like this in any way is tied to the schools or the students. It looks like this was something completely external.
Okay, and just so I understand, this is a this is the former Congress High School, but it's now a charter school. The new school down here is the Martin Luther King Elementary School.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.